Let's bring in Mike Cozzi and check on sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, I happened to be scanning the dial yesterday, and every once in a while you hit upon something incredible, and that was I saw the shot that Miami put in to beat University of North Carolina just inside half court at the end of the game. And so North Carolina loses to Miami.
Yeah, there's another one. Carolina's ranked in the top 10, a team that everybody occasionally picks to win a championship, and they get beat again yesterday. And their record is 22-8. They were ranked ninth, and Miami's now 21-8, and they're unranked. So a lot of these teams get where they are because of who they are, but Miami went to North Carolina, beat them on whatever kind of shot they were in, but they were in a position to win the game at the end of the game with the ball at a tied game, and they beat North Carolina. So all these teams, Duke, North Carolina, are very vulnerable lately and probably will get eliminated somewhere along the line in the tournament because they're not playing good right now.
All right, and the NFL Rules Committee finally did it. They finally did it. They, as long as you catch the ball and make a football move, it doesn't matter if you hit the ground and the ball touches the ground, it's going to be a catch from now on.
But they still got some gray area in there. What's a football move? What consists of a football move?
Why
can't it be like when we were watching football, when it was football, you catch the ball and you take two steps with possession of the ball and it's catch.
That's what it was. That's what it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
You got the gray area. What's meant to be and the way that it's worded is two different things. Why don't they just come out and say two steps with the ball instead of football move? Because that changes everything. That's still going to be a gray area.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
So you get a concrete definition of it. They have room for wiggle.
Well, hopefully it'll help a little bit anyway. Because
we'll see what happens. You'll let me know because you'll be watching football.
I will. All right, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers look like they're going to get set to sign a new contract.
There's no surprise there.
Yeah, no.
Why would they let him walk away? He's probably the best quarterback in football right now, him or Brady.
Yeah. You got to give it to Brady, but that over consistency. But on a game by game basis, either one will do just fine. Mike, thank you.
Yep.
Shaq's son has picked to go to UCLA. I don't know if he's going to be as good as Shaq, but we'll see.
I don't even know how big the kid is.
He's a big kid, but he's not big. You know, he's not big like his dad. You know, his dad was tall and big. You know, a battleship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
his son's tall, but not huge like his dad. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what happens. But there's a dad who's raising his kid right, though. You never hear anything bad about this kid.
Just like Shaq was raised right, and he was never in trouble.
No, a big kid.
A little bit of military, never hurt anybody.
Yeah, but he also turned into a big kid, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that because he had fun. He has fun in his life, so.
Oh, Shaq?
Yeah, and he doesn't hurt anybody.
He has a ton of fun in his life, and he's never in trouble.
Never.
Because he respects the law and he respects people.
Absolutely.
He doesn't put himself in front of everybody else.
All right.
That's the difference.
Where are we going sports now?
Hockey. Big win by the Devils last night. The Penguins, who have been hot of late, got beat at home by the Devils. So, like I said, a big win for them. And if you look at the standings in the Metropolitan Division, out of nowhere has come the Flyers to be on the heels of the Capitals. Flyers are undefeated in their last 10 with 6 wins in a row. So the Devils, the Penguins, the Flyers, and the Capitals are playing pretty good hockey going into the playoff mode. There's only about 18, 19 games left for each team left for the season, and now it's positioning for the playoffs. And a very big win for the Devils last night. And like we said all year long, of the three teams in the metropolitan area, the one that had no expectations and the least amount of talent on paper going into the season was the Devils, and the only team that's probably going to make the playoffs is the Devils. So can't say enough about the Devils this year. Say what you want about anything. They're producing, they're winning, they're going to the playoffs, and Cinderella's ugly sister's going to the playoffs, and the Cinderella's is staying home.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the ugly sister going to the playoffs.
No, I'd like when the underdogs make somewhere and the fat cats stay home. Maybe the Rangers will learn how to win a game somewhere along the line.
I don't know. It's going to be a long off season.
1994 is a long time ago, 25 years ago, folks.
Yeah, but at least unlike my grandmother, I got to see them win.
Yeah, but there ain't many people around can say that still today. You could be a 24-year-old Ranger fan and go, they won a cup?
That's right. I remember sitting up in my house. I lived at the time watching that game up in Glenford, New York, and sitting there watching that game against Vancouver.
Yeah, and if you remember, they were crossbar away from going into overtime again and mass suicide at the Garden.
I was going to say, it looked like it was they should have romped over Vancouver, and it turned into a seven-game series.
Yep. Pavel Bure hit the crossbar with a little bit of time left. That would have sent the Garden into a death spiral, like it did when the Devils tied them up late in Game 7 in the conference finals.
So, but I remember watching that game. I really do.
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
And saying to myself, because my grandmother was dead, okay, Grandma, I saw it for you, because she was a big Ranger fan. She was a huge Ranger fan.
Oh, a lot of people did that. They brought pucks to graves and everything, and justifiably so. I can understand that.
Yeah, that's it. So anyways.
I mean, when you go 54 years without a cup and you're halfway back to 54 now, there's a lot of people that aren't going to see it, and you want to share it with them, and there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, anything else in sports?
Yeah. Syndergaard came out against the Astros 2 days ago and threw 101 miles an hour. My question is why? Why are you throwing 101 miles an hour? There's two things about that. Either what I've been saying all along, the guns are juiced, or he's nuts. I mean, in your first spring training assignment, you don't open up the Jets. I don't care if you're playing the Astros. You don't open up the Jets. You can't do that. You're just going through your motions and trying to get batters out, and you're not trying to blow the ball through the wall. He did that. Let's see how he bounces back from it. And here's another bounce back, but this is a rubber ball bounce. Steve Matz pitched yesterday against Houston. One inning, three hits, five runs, all earned, two walks, 16 pitches. Oof.
Oof is
that's
right.
That's not a move in the right direction. Not at all. And, like, you know, Met fans have been waiting now probably 4 years for Matz to become the pitcher that they expect him to be. I don't see it yet. I know it's spring training. I know everything about it. But in one inning, when you sink to Bismarck, that's not too good of an outing.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll see what happens with the poor Metsies. With the poor
Metsies. And Todd Frazier, the savior, six pitches he's seen yesterday and two strikeouts. That's not too good.
Yeah.
Six pitches, two strikeouts? Like I said, the Mets got themselves a 220 hitter that hits 20 home runs.
All right. All right, Mike, I guess that's really about it.
Yes, sir, and I will not be on the air tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
I will be in transit.
In transit?
Yep, I'm going to Florida for a couple of days.
All right. Well, will we speak to you on Friday?
In all likelihood, yes.
Okay, but if not, I'll understand why you're enjoying yourself.
No, I'm hanging out with my 81-year-old aunt. I won't be partying or nothing, so... I'll probably see you on Friday.
All right, Mike.
Well, not see you, but speak to you.
All right, have a safe trip.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.